You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So, Father, I come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, and I ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, shift, change, move, do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your rest, your peace, your increase, your victory in every area of our lives. And we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. And all in agreement say, amen. Amen. We have a conversational church, so that's a little different for some of you all. So I just don't preach at you, but we talk back to each other in a respectful manner. If you ask a question, I'm going to answer your question. So how many say, turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, amen. Don't be mad at the answer. He's just answering your question. Okay? So if you need a pen and paper, we got pads for you, so just slip up your hand. Because what we found out, congregation, is how fast do you forget everything you just learned? In 24 hours. If you don't write it down, you're going to forget everything that you just received. And so we want to make sure. So slip up your hand if you need a pad and pencil. So a movement or evolution from one form to another. How many of you guys feel like you're growing? Okay, so amen. Okay, all right. Hallelujah. So we said in 1 Corinthians, let's read this together. 1 Corinthians 10. With Michelle. But I urge you, believers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in full agreement in what you say, and there be no divisions or fractions among you, but you be perfectly joined in your way of thinking, in your judgment about matters of faith. Full agreement in what you say. So if Jesus say you heal, how can you be in disagreement with that? What would people say if they're in disagreement? Raise your hand and tell me. Michelle?
I'm so sick.
If Jesus says that you're wealthy, how can you be in disagreement with that? What would you say? Y'all mumbling. Y'all talking in tongues. Talk to me. Raise your hand. What would you say? I got one over here.
I'm always broke.
Always broke. Yes, ma'am.
I can't afford that.
Can't afford that. Got one right here. So he wants us to say the same thing, be in agreement.
I don't have enough.
I never have no money.
Never have no money. Okay. Y'all heard those absolute words? Yeah. Never, always? So as we've been talking about transition, we talked about God as a planner. That's coming up soon. We talked about God uses words. So when it was dark, did God do a wand? What did he do? He spoke. Did he say, whoa, it's dark out here? What did he say? Let there be light. So what are we supposed to say when we see darkness? Okay, don't be meddling now. God uses people. We're going to talk about that, about how, you know, those people who love to be in control. I'm not going to get y'all to raise your hand. I'm looking at the clock. When I say I'm looking at the clock, that means nobody can accuse me of looking at them. Right, Ms. B? They can't accuse me. No, I'm just saying, Ms. B, we got a relationship. We do. All right? So how man uses words. We have been talking about how God uses words, how Jesus uses words. Now we're talking about how man uses words. We have been talking about these are all the purposes of how we use words. Okay? But the three I want to focus on today in 20 minutes, miracle, is using words to create, using words to establish, make firm and stable, and using words to bless. So these are the three ways you can use words to your advantage, the way God designed us to. So we can create. How many of y'all are married without ever asking the person you're married to be married to? Anybody married to somebody where, I mean, because you have to use words to say, will you marry me, right? So you created a family just by using words. Cal's smirking at me. I see, brother. I see. So you had to say, will you marry me? And then what did they have to say back in order for you to be married? Okay? If they say no, then what happens? There's no marriage. So a union was not created. All right? So those are the things. So let's look at this one incident. So the birth of John the Baptist was foretold. Okay? So he was a priest named Zachariah and his wife Elizabeth. So he was a priest. He would go into the temple at his appointed time. And what would happen was he would proceed or intercede on behalf of the people. They were both righteous, approved of God, walking blamelessly in the sight of God. So they were in the right place at the right time to receive a miracle from God. They were childless and far ahead, advanced in years. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. They were too old. Too old to have children. Okay? So they righteous before God. He's a priest. And he goes before the people. But they can't have children. So she's barren. And in that time, it was considered a curse if a woman couldn't have a child. So people would look down upon them as if they were dirty or they were something was wrong with them, that their family before them, their ancestors had committed sins. So an angel appeared to Zachariah while he was in the temple. So he in the temple praying on behalf of the people, and then an angel appears towards him. And the angel started talking to him, and this is what one of the things the angel said was, is it saying? But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, because your petition in prayer was heard. So was Zachariah praying in his head, or was he praying out of his mouth? Because something has to be heard, okay? So an angel came for his words. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. Now, what was Zachariah praying about? A child. What did the angel come for? His words. So angels are coming for your words. Now, you can determine whether angels are whether it's demonic angels or whether it's scriptural angels, warring angels, angels of God. Because he says, goodness. So let me have goodness. Come on up here. Let me have mercy. Come on up here. So the Bible says, goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. Okay? I was hoping that they would follow me, brother. And sir, I was worried. I ain't want to look back. I ain't want to look back. But see? So if I go towards righteousness, I'm gonna do some right things. I'm going to sow a seed in this, brother. Then guess who followed me? Goodness and mercy. But when I want to go over here and sin, uh-oh. No, goodness and mercy don't follow over here. Now, I'm not trying to get nobody in trouble. Can I have two demons? I mean, y'all not real demons. Can I have two people that's mature enough? Mature enough. See these mature people? He getting ready to defect. So when I go to sin, goodness and mercy got to step back because they don't operate in sin. And who did I pick up? Y'all want to name them? Lust. Oh, he said lust and who else? Huh? Lust and pride. They coming over. You follow me? So which side you want to stay on? Amen? Thank you guys for being mature enough. So when y'all leave church, don't y'all walk up to them talking about, yeah, you were lust and you was. You will have great joy and delight. So now the angel is describing to Zachariah why it's so important that John be born. Because you will have great joy and delight, and many will rejoice over his birth. For he will be great and distinguished in the sight of the Lord. Now what I'm talking about transition. But what I'm saying is, the same way that there will be delight in John the Baptist being born, there's a destiny that God has placed in us that somebody's waiting for. Somebody's waiting to be born again for you that only you can lead them to. There's a destiny to God. When he placed this ministry in my heart about a conversational church, there were people that were waiting for that. Never encountered that before. Let me keep going. And will never drink wine or liquor. And they're talking about John the Baptist, not talking about you. All right? Okay? So what y'all be talking to? It's in there. I'm not saying it's just in there. And we never drank wine and liquor. And he will be filled with and empowered to act by the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. So check this out, guys. So you're going to tell me that that unborn child can't hear the words of the mother and the father? He received the baptism of the Holy Spirit while in the womb. And you're going to tell me that the child on the inside, that as they call the fetus, can't hear cursings? It's right there. All right, so I'm going to keep moving. Y'all looking at me funny. And Zacharias said to the angel, "How will I be certain of this? For I am an old man. Am I talking about old? And my wife is advanced in years, in age." So what is he really asking? Somebody with attitude, tell me what he really said. Okay, give him a mic. Give him a mic. Give him a mic. Oh, wait, it spilled out. Give her a mic, too.
You can't do it.
You can't do it? Okay.
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis? You think so? What you talking about, Willis? So check this out. The angel replied and said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand and minister in the very presence of God." So I'm not saying anything that God didn't say. That's what the angel was saying. I'm in the very presence of God. I hang out with him. I spend time with him. I know what he says. And I have been sent by him to speak to you and to bring you this good news. So the only thing the angel say, I'm going to tell you, is what God, I heard God say. I'm not going to tell you anything other than that. I'm going to tell you that. So because of that, listen carefully. This is what the angel still talking to him. He says, "You will be continually silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place." So how important was it that John the Baptist be born? Because John the Baptist had a crucial role in Jesus Christ. So when God wants to bring something to pass in our life, are our words getting in the way? He wants to bless us, but we're saying something different than that? Now, when you meet the right Christian, that Christian will tell you, "Look, you need to stop talking." But when you meet the passive Christian, they'll say, "Oh, yeah, I agree with you. How in the world is that going to take place? Man, I agree with you. They did you wrong." But the aggressive Christian will say, "You need to forgive them." The passive Christian will say, "Okay, well, they did you wrong. You need to leave. Matter of fact, don't even stay at that church." Now, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm just following the script. You with me, brother? I'm just following the script. Brother said, "Dad, he talking." Write this down. I don't say write down that much. Late, Nicole, late. You need to love somebody enough to tell them the truth. If they're going to be mad at you, so what? They're going to be mad at you about something anyway. But our whole goal is to edify, enrich, and transform. If edifying is telling you the truth so that you can grow and prosper, then I need to edify you. If enriching means I need to tell you the truth, get in your face, and say you are better than this, then I get in your face. Because see, I know how to walk in forgiveness. But I know that at the end of edifying and enriching, your life is going to be transformed. But it won't be transformed by me appeasing you and lying to you. It'll be transformed by me or you as Christians, as believers, the aggressive Christians, speaking the truth in your life. Because we are where we are because that's where we chose to be. Because you did not believe, see, that's the part. Because you did not believe what I told you, but my words will be fulfilled at the proper time. So the ministry, when God called me into this ministry, he said, "Paul, you're going to open up CGM, Chosen Generation Ministry. You done asked how for 25 years. Now it's time for you to step." Okay? All right, let's see what else happened. Now, after his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, Wait a minute, guys. I thought she couldn't get pregnant because she was barren. I thought she couldn't get pregnant because they were old. But you mean to tell me that God had to allow his mouth to be shut I don't have no kids. Oh, we got two. For certain things to work, y'all got me? Okay, amen. Some of y'all catch it later on down the road. But that was the only difference, was he had to shut his mouth. And he's having to shut your mouth so that he can bring some things to pass in your life. Because most of us will say what we see. He wants us to say what we don't see. This is how the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked with favor on me to take away my disgrace among men. So God showed a favor the same way he's showing us favor. There are certain positions that we have that we didn't earn. But God allowed somebody to use their mouth on our behalf. Now the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she gave birth to a son. Now remember, Zechariah, he's not saying a word. How come he's not saying a word? Because the angel shut his mouth. So now Zechariah, he can open his mouth and eat, but the brother just can't talk. So this is the first time in his life, because I can tell he was a talkative young man. But he go home for supper. Guess what? It's a quiet meal. Go to bed, quiet meal. Because God couldn't trust him to say the right thing during dinner. Where else? He couldn't trust him. Couldn't say the right thing anywhere. So he just said, we're just going to shut this puppy down. And he asked for a writing tablet. See, they had iPads back then. See, y'all? They had iPads. And wrote as follows. His name is John. And they were all amazed, astonished. Because, see, in those times, you would name the child based off the father. So his name should have been Zechariah. But he named him John. At once, Zechariah's mouth was open and his tongue free, and he began speaking, praising and blessing and thanking God. Have you ever gone to gossip against somebody and forget what you were getting ready to say? Raise your hand if y'all ever did that. I know about 12 people. Thank you. Well, that was just God trying to shut your mouth because you are the only one interceding on their behalf. And you just joined from the aggressive Christian to the I'm going to go along with the gang Christian. But until Zechariah's mouth couldn't be opened until after that child was born. So what is it that God is trying to keep you from saying? Because you keep forgetting it. You keep forgetting to bring it up. Everybody got that? So I'm going to tell you about this one young man. He gave me permission. Megan, you know this young man. Name is Raymond. And Raymond, I work at Boys and Roof. Program manager at Boys and Roof. So I come up with programs. Megan is the CEO of Boys and Roof. Give Megan a hand. And we deal with second chance citizens coming out of incarceration. So, yeah, y'all seen Raymond here before, about 6'5", 200 and probably 40 pounds of pure muscle. If you ever shake Raymond's hand, when I first met him, I shook his hand and his hand came up here. And he was asked for a job and I said, you can have anything you want. Well, when Raymond was young, he committed a crime. And that crime put him in prison for 25 years as a young man. And so when he first got out, you got to see your probation officer once a week. And then as you do better, they say, okay, once a month. Then if you do better, they start to change it to maybe once every 3 months. So Raymond walks into my office, and I noticed him, and Megan noticed him. And he's always consistent. You don't have to walk behind him. You don't have to follow him. But the probation, they told him when they let him out, they said, you're going to be on probation for the rest of your life. You'll never get off probation. And so he would always write down, Paul, I have to go to see my probation officer today or tomorrow and will let me know. And I say, okay. So he walks in my office one day and I say, look, because I'm a man that God gave me to use words the same way he gave you to use words. I say, I'm telling you right now, and I don't want you to say anything other than what I'm saying. And I wrote this on my wall, and I said, Raymond is free, June the 23rd, 2015, at 10:30 a.m. I said, you go ahead to your probation officer. You don't have to say a thing. I said, but don't say anything different than what you just heard me say. And he goes to say, Nicole, he said, but Paul, you don't understand. They say, I said, Raymond, don't say nothing. The same way that God told Zachariah, the angel told Zachariah, you got to keep your mouth shut. It's the same way, Sean, I told him. I said, look, you need to keep your mouth shut. And I'm going to say this. And I'm going to call my wife. And we're going to agree. Because I know you're not agreeing with me. All I'm asking you to do. Now, how could y'all tell he wasn't agreeing with me? He didn't think it was possible. So I said, all I'm asking you to say is nothing. So about 2 months, was it 2 months, maybe, that he came to share with us? Uh-huh. So what's this? 2017. Brother, what's your name? Corey. Okay, Corey. I remember you from last time. All right, Corey. All right. So, Corey, this is what happened. About 2 months ago, Raymond came to me. And he said, guess what? The parole officer says, in October of 2017, we're going to release you from probation. Wow. Wow. Megan was my witness. I had to hold myself. You know, I'm in a public place. I get ready to start dancing. I start shouting. But he didn't say anything different than that. And God is asking you today not to say anything different than what he placed on the inside of you. There's dreams, there's visions, there's things that you don't even know how they're going to come to pass. But he didn't ask you to bring them to pass. He asked you to believe and say the same thing that he says. I'm getting ready to get happy now. All right, so look, I'm going to meddle with y'all after I read this scripture. A man's self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth. So Curly and I was interceding on Raymond's behalf. So he got to be filled with the fruit of what we prayed, what we agreed on. Guys, some people are out here waiting on you to intercede for them because they don't know what to say. But tell you what, according to the scripture says, a man's words will be filled with the fruit of his mouth. So what have you been saying? What is the song? What have you done for me lately? Okay. And with the consequence of his words, he shall be satisfied whether good or evil. Your words are going to produce something. Is it going to produce health and healing? Or is it going to produce sickness and disease? What is it going to produce? So just because and death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. So everybody point to your mouth. Say death and life is in the power of my tongue. Not your tongue. My tongue. So if I have death in my life, who put it there? If I have life in my life, who put it there? So because I know y'all some special people, I came up with some categories just to help you out. Everybody say amen? Amen. Y'all excited about the categories? Y'all haven't seen them yet. Reverend Passmore, work with the people. So what have we said about ourselves? Uh-oh. So I'm going to go ahead and read this message while they pass them out. So what have we said about ourselves? Anybody been saying some things about yourself? Raise your hand. You've been saying some things. Good things, bad things, challenging things? Both. Ooh, okay. Okay, let me ask you a question. What are some of the things you heard people say about themselves? Okay, I heard somebody say they're dumb. What else have you heard people say about themselves? Can't do anything right. What else? I never get out of debt. It's always something. Anybody else need anything? Everybody got it? Make sure my sound people get something back there. You need two more? Corey said, Lord Jesus. I see you, brother. I see. So look, because we're about to run out of time, so you might not be able to fill these all out at once. But y'all stay with me. I know some of y'all want to jump on it. Keep an eye on them. Cloud, keep an eye on them for me, all right? Lord, keep an eye on this side. So I'm going to go over the categories. What have we said about ourselves, our relationships? No, I'll give you a say. Anybody know anybody got some jacked up relationships? Raise hand if you know somebody. Okay, all right. So in order to have jacked up relationships, what were they saying about them? They're jacked up. Okay, all right. Okay. What about your spouse or significant other? What are you saying about your spouse? You saying how much you love them or, man, I made a mistake. Boy, I tell you, I should have married somebody else. What are you saying about your children? Uh-oh. What they saying? What they saying? No, 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 I ain't saying what you say. Oh, you just like your daddy? What else you saying? You talk too much. You get on my nerves. You don't never listen. What else people saying about the children? You lazy? You want to melt enough?
Why can't you be like your brother?
How come you can't be like your brother? All right, I'm going to keep on going. What are you saying about your career? Uh-oh. What are you saying about it? I don't have one, okay? I don't have one, okay? What are people saying about their career?
I'm not qualified.
I'm not qualified. They don't pay me enough. Y'all smirking on this side. Y'all not talking to me, though. What's going on this side? All right. What about your health? What are you saying about your health?
My dad
had high blood pressure. Over the hill. To grandma's house we go. Over the hill. What else you saying about the hill? Heart disease runs in my family. I don't feel well. I'm coming down with the flu. My arthritis.
God gave it to me so he can show how.
God gave it to me so he can show. Show me what? To stay humble. So if God gave it to you, why are you going to the doctor to get healed up? Because if you get healed of it, won't that take away what God tried to do for you? I'm just talking to myself. All right? What are you saying about your finances? More money, more problems. I'm not good with money. I have no money. Have no job, have no money. What else we don't have? All right? I'm just talking to people. I mean, because, guys, all you got to do is look at where you are and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what you said. Because when he saw darkness, he said light. So when he saw dead people dead, I mean, how dead can you be 3 days dead? And when Lazarus' sister, aunt, who, whatever her name was, his sister, say, look, now she asked him to raise him from the dead. Lord, do something. Then when he ready to do it, she said, but he stink. Now, what's going on with that? You want him alive, but you want him to smell good because he's been dead. He didn't meet people and say, you dead, so stay dead. He met him. He didn't speak death to death. He speak life to death. If they're dead, they're dead. But you don't need to say what you see. You need to say how you want it to be. In Romans, he talk about God called those things that be not as though they already exist. What are you saying about your education? I can't learn. I'm not smart enough. I can't read. What else? I'm not good with math. I wish I had to deal with what I was supposed to do a long time ago. Now I got to catch up. Oh, what you saying about your ministry? That church over there. My ministry head, if they would just do right. You ever thought about praying for them? But anyway, what you saying about God? God doesn't hear me? What else? What else people saying about God? Did he really forgive me for my sins? What else? He's mad at me? Is he punishing me? So guys, you got it on the sheet. Now I want to take time because 11:30, and you guys know y'all normally out running to the buffets. So I'm going to end service. But can y'all bring your sheets back next week? Oh, Jasmine said, take a picture of it. Pull out your phone, take a picture of it. So in case you forget, because I'm not going to pass them out again next week, because I believe, I'm saying out of my mouth, that I believe y'all are responsible people, right? Y'all going to bring the sheets back next week. I'm calling those things to be not, though they already were. Look. Go ahead, brother. He putting it in his pocket. All right. So any questions? I know I move kind of fast. But guys, death and life is in the power of our tongue. It's not in somebody else's tongue. It's in our tongue. So what are we saying? See, I specialize in trauma counseling. So what that means is that when a person is stuck and can't go any further, you know, that I'm the guy they call. And what I've seen is that when emotions get involved, regardless of how mature a Christian is, Christians start talking sideways. You know what I mean by that? And see, the reason why God said, be angry and sin not, because he know what we're going to do with our mouth if we get angry. We're going to start saying some stuff. And you're going to say things with more intensity with that anger than you will with that faith. So say I got that right, okay? So I just want to let you know, guys. So take the time and just write down. And in fact, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit, and then he's going to show y'all some things while you're at the breakfast bar. Fair enough? Okay, amen? So Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you in advance for the service today. I thank you that you will reveal to us what we have said about these categories. And as a result of that, we'll be able to see that we are currently living according to the words that we spoke. But you're not showing us to condemn us. You are showing us because you want us to change the way we say things so that you can produce life in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement say, amen.
Okay, if your mouth is your problem.
Yes, ma'am.
But you don't remember saying anything negative about the thing. Could it be an inner vow that you said like you would never do something and now you're doing that thing and you don't want to be doing that thing? Yeah.
So he'll show you the inner vow as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think I know
what you're doing. And we got some serious testimonies about, we just finished the course next door. We have a building next door and been teaching on inner vows, absolute statements you made when you heard frustrated or in fear. And as a result of that, we're getting testimony after testimony about people sharing about how free they got. And so based off time, I won't do that this week, but next week, yeah. So he'll show you wherever it's located. Yeah.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, visit Pastor Paul for Sunday services at 11 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries, located at 5511 West Marshall Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23230. The telephone number is 866-333-9505. Or visit the website www.paulmorgan.org.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free. Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. When Christians Speak Talk Radio, a platform for Christians to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, missions, and other topics related to Christian living and services to the community. The views, opinions, and positions expressed by host and or guest speakers on any given broadcast does not necessarily reflect or represent the views, opinion, and or official position of When Christians Speak Talk Radio.